أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما تلك بيمينك يا موسى؟ قال هي عصاي أتوكأ عليها وأهش بها على غنمي ولي فيها مآرب أخرى. قال ألقها يا موسى. فألقاها فإذا هي حية تسعى. قال خذها ولا تخف، سنعيدها سيرتها الأولى. واضمم يدك إلى جناحك تخرج بيضاء من غير سوء آية أخرى. لنريك من آياتنا الكبرى. اذهب إلى فرعون إنه طغى. These are from Ayah 17 to 24 of Surah Taha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made kalam. Allah ta'ala spoke to Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. And now Allah tabarakah wa ta'ala continues the speech. Allah says, وَمَا تِلْكَ بِيَمِينِكَ يَا مُوسَى. And, O Musa, what is in your right hand? This is a prelude to the mission of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. Allah blessed him with Allah's speech. Allah Ta'ala spoke about Allah's self. Allah spoke about the other aspects of Iman, about Qiyamat, Nubuwat. And now the prelude is, Allah is asking Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, what is in your right hand? Examine it, see properly what it is. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam replies, قَالَ هِيَ عَصَايَ, that this is my staff. But Musa alayhi salatu wasalam does not stop there. The requisite of the question, this would have been sufficient to have answered the question. But here it's kalam with Allah Ta'ala. It's a speech with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. A speech where the lover is speaking to the beloved. And hence, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam takes advantage over the situation. And now he engages in a bit more speech, but obviously the azmat, the greatness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is also in the mind. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, while seizing the opportunity, he speaks most appropriately, and he says to Allah ta'ala, أَتَوَكَّأُ عَلَيْهَا, O Allah, I lean upon it, وَأَهُشُّ بِهَا عَلَى غَنَمِ, and O Allah, I hit, the leaves from the trees for my flock. وَلِيَ فِيهَا مَآرِبُ أُخْرَى, and O Allah, I have other uses for it also. Now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala commands Musa alayhi salatu wasalam that you have seen that this is the stick, you know, there is no mistake in the fact that this is your staff. قَالَ أَلْقِهَا يَا مُوسَى, Allah ta'ala says, O Musa, cast it down, throw it down onto the ground. فَأَلْقَاهَا فَإِذَا هِيَ حَيَّةٌ تَسْعَى, when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam throws it onto the ground, then it becomes a serpent running. Now Musa alayhi salatu wasalam sees this, that what was in his hand was a stick, a staff. Now that becomes a serpent. قَالَ خُذْهَا وَلَا تَخَفْ, Musa alayhi salam in other ayats of the Quran Sharif, he began to backpedal, he began to move backwards, because now it is a serpent. Human requisite is such that one will become afraid. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala consoles Musa alayhi salam, and Allah says, take it back into your hand, لَا تَخَفْ, and do not fear. According to some narrations, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had a piece of cloth, and now he ties that cloth on his hand, and with that cloth, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam wanted to pick it up, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, take it barehanded. And Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's fear now was so eliminated that he took it from the mouth side. In other words, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala consoled Musa alayhi salatu wasalam to such an extent when Allah ta'ala said, لا تخف سنعيدها سيرتها الأولى, it will become like what it was before in its first form, it will now retain and take its first form. So what is all of this and what is the lessons that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows us? On the one hand, Allah is now going to send Musa alayhi salatu wasalam on a mission, and the primary mission of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam here in these verses is to go to Fir'aun and invite Fir'aun. So this message has to leave from Allah via Musa alayhi salatu wasalam to Fir'aun. In those days, when kings would send a messenger with a particular message, the message will be written out, and that will be obviously in the form of a kitab that Allah blessed Musa alayhi salatu wasalam with. But on the other hand, they would also give something of sentimental value. The kings, maybe his ring, or maybe something, maybe even his staff, his walking stick, or something. So the person to whom the messenger goes to is even more convinced. He's more convinced that this is the messenger from the king. Here the king of kings, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, is sending Musa alayhi salatu wasalam with a message, and hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala also sends him with this one miracle. The second miracle Allah ta'ala says, وَضْمُمْ يَدَكَ إِلَى جَنَاحِكَ. O Musa, clasp your hand into the side of your body that is near your armpit. تَخْرُجْ بَيْضَى. Now it will emit and it will come forth white, مِنْ غَيْرِ سُوءٍ, without any blemish. One is the whiteness that a person will experience on the skin, like leprosy and other skin diseases. But this will not be like that. This will be absolutely no blemish, shining like how the sun would shine. مِنْ غَيْرِ سُوءٍ آيَةً أُخْرَى. And this is another sign that we will give you, O Musa alayhi salam, لِنُرِيَكَ مِنْ آيَاتِنَا الْكُبْرَى, so that we may show you our great signs. اِذْهَبْ إِلَى فِرْعَوْنَ إِنَّهُ طَغَى. Now the mission, go to Fir'aun, for certainly he has transgressed, he has become arrogant, and now you will deliver my message to Fir'aun, that you are the Nabi of Allah, and I am Allah, and this is the mission that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. One very important lesson we learn from this miracle, the haqiqat, the reality, the essence of Allah. And that is one very important lesson we should learn. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.